Hello, and thank you for listening to our new series, OE Talks. We are excited to bring to you something special for the 30th Annual Opportunity Exchange, Accessible Education. What does this mean? Education when it makes sense in your schedule. Education that is available when you are. You are not limited to learning during the one-day event, but instead when you have a few extra minutes in your day. Our plan is to share key messages with our event attendees throughout the year as it pertains to supplier diversity and not just ad opportunity exchange. Our plan is that the messages are timely based on activities you are doing. Today, our topic is how to use the Toyota Exchanges app to maximize engagement. Our hope is that through today's talk, we can help you understand how best to use the app to connect with other attendees, see who might have an opportunity for your company, and several other things that you might not know how to do. My name is Erin Caudill, and I am a member of the Supplier Diversity Team here at Toyota. I am located in Saline, Michigan, and have been part of Team Toyota for 21 years. With me today, I have Alyssa Kirkopoulos. Alyssa, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I am Alyssa Kirkopoulos, and I have been at Toyota for almost 4 years. I, too, am located in Saline, Michigan, and part of the Supplier Diversity Group.
All right, let's get started. If you haven't already downloaded the app, let me first tell you how to find the app within your mobile device's app store. Search for Toyota Exchanges. You will need to download the app and then sign in to get full access to some of the information we will be sharing with you today.
Did you know that you can also access the app through your browser? Go to event.crowdcompass.com/2019OE. I personally think that it's a little bit easier to get started and get organized on the computer.
I definitely agree. And the nice part is when you've logged in to both your mobile device as well as the web browser, the information will be available regardless of which platform you're using. So the day of, it'll all be already there on your mobile device. The first button you see when you log in is the diverse companies icon. This section of the app shares which diverse companies have registered to attend. The attendees are broken down by the groups in which we have targets set for. Minority could be someone who is certified through any one of the following organizations: the Canadian Aboriginal Minority Supplier Council, or CAMC, Disability In, the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce, or NGLCC, the National Minority Supplier Development Council, or NMSDC, the National Veterans Business Development Council, or NVBDC. For women, We Be Canada, or the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, or WeBank.
So if you're looking to expand spend in a specific area, you can look through the list of minority and or women-owned companies attending OE and see what products or services they provide that could help you.
Now, outside of just identifying potential suppliers in a specific category, I can also look up potential suppliers by the product or service the company provides. You can do this through clicking on the Match Up Reports icon in the app. Once you are there, you can search the reports by company name or by commodity.
If you have already made contact with one of the Tier 1 suppliers exhibiting at OE, you can look up their profile in the matchup reports by name. Click on the company's name and it will provide you with what opportunities they currently have and where to gather information about the company.
If you don't already have connections or you want to see if there are new companies to connect with, you can search the matchup reports by category. In this section of the matchup reports, you will look up based on NAICS codes that you represent. Click on the code and open the report. The list will appear alphabetically. You might ask yourself, how can I tell which companies are exhibitors and which ones are diverse? Look under the company name. If it says booth number, that means the company is a Tier 1 supplier to Toyota or an exhibitor. If it says minority or woman-owned, they are a diverse company.
If you are a diverse company, you can click on the various exhibitors within the report that you are looking through and select a company name with a booth number below it. When their page opens up, you will see a red box with their booth number, then company name, and the two icons. The note icon allows you to make notes in the app that can be exported after you get back to the office. We'll send out those instructions after the event concludes. The next icon is bookmark. Click this button if you want to connect with this company during the trade show. Once you've clicked it, it will save all the suppliers you want to meet with, and when you go to the map, you can click on the bookmark icon within the map section, and it will only show you the booths that you have flagged. This will make it easier to navigate the trade show floor. In addition to just bookmarking them or looking to see if they might be a fit, you can also see files that they've uploaded or additional information that that company wanted you to see.
Which brings me to the next section in our app. Maps. This section provides attendees with locations of the events throughout the day, as well as the trade show map, which is the one that will plot out your afternoon based on the matchup reports that you've bookmarked.
Once you have logged into the app, the schedule section will provide you with the parts of the event that you have registered to attend. For each item on the agenda, look on the right side of the screen, and if you see a red circle with a check mark in it, you are registered to attend. If there is a white circle with a plus sign, that means you didn't register for that portion of the event.
Speaking of the different portions of the event you are attending, did you know that you can also see who is speaking at each of those events? We have also included their photos and bios so that you can read up a little bit more on the speakers throughout the day. You can view these bios one of two ways. You can get to them by clicking on the speaker icon and then scrolling through the profiles, or by going into the schedule, then clicking on the specific item to see the speakers. This is also the same place you will find the surveys, and you will want to be sure to take the surveys as we will be giving away great prizes for that feedback.
Is that also where you can participate in the live polling during the seminars?
Yes, good point, Alyssa. We are using live polling to get audience engagement during both the pitch competition as well as the Automotive Industry Insights seminar.
You also forgot to tell everyone about the other sessions that were recorded ahead of the event. The supplier diversity team hosted these other sessions with corporate peers as well as diverse businesses. We identified people that we work with regularly to help us share insight into different topics. Erin, what were the topics for the diverse businesses?
The first topic was doing the research, knowing your customer. The second topic, follow up, position yourself for success. The third session, refining your approach, how best to say it. And the fourth session was this session, how best to utilize the Toyota Exchanges app to maximize your attendance at OE.
Were there also sessions for Tier 1 suppliers?
Yes, we did. We hosted sessions for Tier 1 suppliers as well. The first session focused on Tier 2 reporting. The second session we hosted with some of our billion-dollar roundtable peers, and that was on best practice executive commitment. And we did a third session with some of our Tier 1 award winners from the annual business meeting earlier this year. And that session was focused on identifying opportunities and how best to prepare for your attendance at OE.
So for the Tier 1 suppliers, we were focusing on best practices and tried our best to make the messages timely based on what our suppliers are working on at the time that the session was posted.
Absolutely. And giving them insight, not just from the automotive industry, but that's why we utilized our peers from other industries with the billion-dollar roundtable members and hoping that maybe those conversations could be more focused generally and not just on the automotive industry.
I think that there's one last thing that we're forgetting in regards to the app. How do we engage with people one-on-one that we've met or want to meet?
You would do that through the attendee section in the app. You can search the attendee list, or you can also maybe look up somebody that you met so that you can swap contact information through the app. But one key piece to this is if you haven't logged in and clicked on the attendee section, you've not been able to give the app your permission to share your contact information. So be sure when you log in to go to the attendee section and authorize the app to share your contact information. Wow, we covered a lot of information today, Alyssa. Thank you for helping our attendees understand what all is available within the Toyota Exchanges app. If you enjoyed this education opportunity, be sure to visit onetoyotasupplierdiversity.com for the other sessions that were created ahead of this year's event to help our attendees better prepare for OE. We certainly look forward to seeing you at OE and hope that you can now connect with future partners ahead of arriving in Novi.